The national pastime is returning to the nation's capital. The Montreal Expos are moving to Washington, D.C. They're playing their last home game in Canada tonight. It was 33 years ago that the Washington Senators moved to Texas to become the Rangers. Today, as NPR's Brian Naylor reports, baseball fans in Washington are mostly ecstatic.
Today there is joy in Georgetown, Adams Morgan, and Petworth and other Washington neighborhoods with the news that professional baseball will be played once again in the District of Columbia. The official announcement came this afternoon, moments after Mayor Anthony Williams received a call from Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig with the happy news.
After 30 years of waiting and waiting and waiting and lots of hard work, and a few prayers, or more than a few prayers, there will be baseball in Washington in 2005.
For Washington baseball fans, the announcement, though long expected, was more than welcome. Mario Mancuso is a Washington attorney.
I think it'll be great for the people of the district. I think it'll be great for people in suburban Maryland like myself. I think it'll be great for baseball. I think it's very exciting.
Baseball decided to move the Expos after the sport's 29 other owners, who have controlled the team since 2002, tired of absorbing growing financial losses and watching ever smaller handfuls of fans attend the games in Montreal. Several U.S. cities and Monterrey, Mexico expressed interest in the team, but when Washington officials offered to build a $440 million publicly financed stadium for the team, the deal was all but sealed. Now Williams says his job is to convince district residents and the city council that the team is worth the price.
There's no question that we've got a lot of work to do. We've got to meet with and work with the community, all the different aspects of the community, continue to meet and work with the council.
Mayor Williams says Washington residents will not pay a dime of the new stadium's cost. The money will be raised by selling bonds, which will be backed by a combination of rent, ticket, and concessions taxes, and a tax on the city's largest businesses. Still, opponents say the money could be better spent on services such as education and rec centers for the city's poor. Nathaniel Alma, a native of Ethiopia, is a Washington cab driver who worries the new stadium, planned for the edge of the Anacostia River, will make his neighborhood too expensive.
For my business, it's going to be good. But on the other side, I live by Southwest, by the waterfront. Mm-hmm. I think that's why they took to put the baseball field. So the rent will be high for that area, and I have to move out.
The stadium is part of a planned economic development of the long-neglected area. John Moog, president of the Baltimore-based Moog & Company, a sports investment group, says publicly funded stadiums can bring economic benefits.
If done correctly, it certainly will, and that has proved itself out elsewhere in the country, whether that is here in Baltimore at Camden Yards, whether it's in Cleveland on their waterfront, whether it is the SoDo area of Denver. They have been very powerful and proven economic tools for regenerating an area.
Baseball also had to meet the concerns of Baltimore Orioles owner Peter Angelos, who's worried his fan base will be threatened by a new team some 40 miles away. Baseball officials offered a package of financial incentives to placate Angelos. On this date, 80 years ago, the Senators won their first American League pennant. The 1924 Senators then went on to win the team's only World Series, a good omen for Washington's new team. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.